My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Bring our guest on. Okay. He says it might be quick. Find out why.
All right. We'll get. Good morning.
Well, she told us you like at the airport or something, or you catching a bus?
No. It's not that, Greg. I'm house sitting my sister's dog and Baxter, and I don't want Baxter to go off on the show.
Oh man.
So that's one of the reasons why. And the other thing is I want to be able to get in and get out, because you know me. I get to going.
Yeah.
And y'all get to go into the break, and I want to be able to be concise and be short today.
That is so nice that Gil noticed that he's a bit verbose.
That's all right.
And Greg, we know that Sam is tuned in and dialed in to Jasmine Pellini and Matty Keys right now.
Absolutely.
No one checking that out.
We want to make sure Sam gets all his tennis in the day, because Jasmine Pellini, she's going to be a star, man. She's on her way. Can't wait to see her in New York.
Gil Tyree joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. I wouldn't do this, but my partner and our producer asked me to bring you in on a discussion that we had, and it basically has to do with the popularity of the WNBA. I'm not talking about the players and right. all of that. I made a comment along with their play and everything else that has gone on. I believe we are where we are right now with the visibility of this team. Not strictly because of, but one of the components is coverage. The networks got to them late. They were great players long before Caitlin and Angel, and they have televised it for a while. But I just feel like one of the reasons it is blown up to the level it is today is because of coverage. They say it's because of the play of the ladies. So I look at it more like a chicken and the egg, but I don't know. They wanted me to ask you your thoughts on this.
Well, I'm going to side with you, Greg. I believe that we, you know, back in the day, and let's go back to Cynthia Cooper and Cheryl Swoops in that era, and when it all started, okay, and Teresa Witherspoon and so many others that were involved. They didn't have the coverage. They had some coverage on ESPN, but now you have ESPN, you have CBS. Sports is doing some games. They do a game a week, I think a game of the week. And then you have the internet, and you have all this ad nauseum social media. And it's taking off. And I think they're feeding the beast. They're feeding the beast. And the beast is a consumer right now. I disagree with everybody that talks about, well, you know, it's about Caitlin Clark. It's about Angel Reese. No. They're part of it, new generation, what have you. But they're women that preceded them, that took this game to a certain level, and we're seeing them taking to it to another level now. And, you know, with Andrea Carter and that crew and the ESPN and L. Duncan and all that, they're taking it to another level. So, you know, we're at that point. But I don't believe that the game is based on those two alone. No.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I won't get into how we got there, because I want to talk about these folks these folks we got out of the battery and beat them. And, you know, Bobby Cox showed up last night. And I don't know if that scared. I don't know if that did the Phillies in. The Phillies said, oh, my goodness, Bobby's going to show up. No way we're going to beat these guys. And the Braves win 5-1. But thoughts about this Phillies team, because they're dealing with something that the Braves have had to deal with, and that is some injuries.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
The injuries, and of course, Sam, you alluded to the fact that it was great to see Bobby last night.
Yeah.
And definitely the Braves got to pick me up. I believe the game was over. And when Ozuna hit the home run, and they just batted on after that. But the Phillies right now dealing with injuries. Of course, Trey Turner had his injury with the hamstring, and he's back, and he's swinging the bat very well. Looks good as he gets ready for the All-Star break and the All-Star game. And Arlington, Bryce Harper and Kyle Schwarber both are expected to be back sometime next week. Now, whether that's during the Dodgers series, which is important, and the Athletics series right after that as we head to the All-Star break, because I really believe in my heart of hearts that this week and today's game specifically from a Braves standpoint is a momentum builder, because we're headed to the All-Star break. Teams are limping in right now, literally. And you talked about the injuries, and everybody is, ready for a vacation and get ready for the second half. But I really believe that these two series that are going to mirror each other, not only today, but Braves go out to Arizona, play the Diamondbacks, then go to play San Diego. Phillies play the Dodgers, then play the Athletics. So we're going to see how this thing's going to look in the second half. But right now it's at 9 games. Both teams have dealt with injuries, and we'll see moving forward. And also at the trade deadline
When we would talk to Gil in the past, Gil Tyree joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9.
Yes.
When we would talk to Gil in the past, despite where they sit right now, 10 games, 9 games up on the Braves, you would have us believe in years past that there was going to be something that would trip up this Philly team and the Braves would pass them up. I don't think anybody in this conversation right now believes that to be the case. We do believe the Braves will get there, maybe as a wild card, but do you see this team in Philadelphia with the guys coming back the way they are being that front runner for the rest of this regular season?
Greg, that's a good question, and you're spot on about that. I'm still from the Missouri State. You got to show me, in terms of where the Phillies are right now. Now I'm starting to buy in. I'm starting to buy in. But with that being said, I think there needs to be a move at the trade deadline. I think also from the standpoint, and we've always talked, the elephant in the room has always been the injuries. The Braves know fully well about that with Acuna, with Strider. We've had it with, of course, Realmuto. Then we had Trey Turner. Now we have Bryce Harper and Schwarber, and those are the key cogs moving forward. All of that being said, I think the Phillies have shown some resiliency, and I think they should be able to get through this. But with that being said, I'm going to put a big if, and I'm saying what Dave Dombrowski and Rob Thompson and Sam Fudd and the front office can do at the trade deadline to get some help, whether it's a big bopper to add to the already potent lineup, or it's another starter, or is it some help in the bullpen And we're seeing some problems with Strom, and we're also seeing some problems with Alvarado. And Dominguez is who he is. So we'll see. We'll see.
Spending time on the WaitForIt.com hotline with Gil Tyree. Always great to spend some time with him. And he is social. You can always find him at GT6135, GT6135. You got Zach Wheeler.
Hang out with me all the time, Sam. I love it. I want to hear from my social media peeps in the ATL.
Absolutely.
And listen, we were supposed to talk about Paul George. I'm going to get that real quick. Number eight is going to be the number, Greg. Everybody's excited. Philadelphia was on edge. The city was on edge. They wanted something done, and Daryl Morey has come through, got them what they need in Paul George, got them yesterday Caleb Martin, Andre Drummond comes back, thank goodness, and Eric Gordon. Let's see how this works, and I still think they have a couple more moves up this week, whether it's Kyle Lowry, whether it's Marcus Morris or whoever. They're going to be formidable. It looks good on paper. Let's see how it translates on the court.
Fantastic, fantastic. Gil, we appreciate, as always,
man. I just
sent
him a picture.
Yes.
Always.
Sam,
yeah.
I need an update. I need an update on Jasmine Pelini and Maddie Keys. Where are we at right now?
Pelini's up 4-2 first set. I mean, it's
Ooh.
A big. Yeah, yeah.
Y'all, what y'all doing? Let me go get called from the FCC.
No,
we
man.
We can't be giving live updates.
And the cool thing about
Greg,
tennis today.
We love you, man. But Sam got me hooked on tennis, man.
See, he's in a different city. He ain't going to get the call.
We got our home folks coming up today. We got Ben Shelton coming up today. We got Coco Gauff coming up today. Hey, you know, we want to watch these folks today, man. Always great catching up with
yes.
you, Gil.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate
okay,
you so
good
much.
Good talking to you guys. Always.
Hey, go
Hope
check.
I answered that WNBA question correctly.
hey, go check your phone. We just sent you a picture. We sent you a picture from the Peachtree Road Race.
I'm sure it was a thumbs up, Greg.
Yeah, it was a picture. No, of me and Sam and somebody else from the Peachtree Road Race.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
we can't
get away from you Philly fans.
So let me ask you this. One quick question. You won't run when they rerun it, right? When the heat settles down, right? When they do it, you guys gonna do it.
Now,
Sam has done it.
Yeah,
right?
We were walking. We're walking.
And I got news for you. They booted off our boy Chesley.
Greg, that's a good question. And you're spot on about that. I'm still from the Missouri State. You got to show me, you know, in terms of where the Phillies are right now. Now I'm starting to buy in. I'm starting to buy in. But with that being said. I think there needs to be a move at the trade deadline. I think also from the standpoint, and we've always talked, the elephant in the room has always been the injuries. The Braves know fully well about that with Acuna, with Strider. We've had it with, of course, Realmuto. Then we had Trey Turner. Now we have Bryce Harper and Schwarber, and those are the key cogs moving forward. All of that being said, I think the Phillies have shown some resiliency. And I think they should be able to get through this. But with that being said, I'm going to put a big if, and I'm saying what Dave Dombrowski and Rob Thompson and Sam Flood and the front office can do at the trade deadline to get some help, whether it's a big bopper to add to the already potent lineup, or it's another starter, or is it some help in the bullpen? And we're seeing some problems with Strom, and we're also seeing some problems with Alvarado. And Dominguez is who he is. So we'll see. We'll see.
Spending time on the WaitForIt.com hotline with Gil Tyree. Always great to spend some time with him. And he is social. You can always find him at GT6135, GT6135. You got Zach Wheeler.
Hang out with me all the time, Sam. I love it. I want to hear from my social media peeps in the ATL.
Absolutely.
And listen. We were supposed to talk about Paul George. I'm going to get that real quick. Number eight is going to be the number, Greg. Everybody's excited. Philadelphia was on edge. The city was on edge. They wanted something done. And Daryl Morey has come through, got them what they need in Paul George, got them yesterday Caleb Martin. Andre Drummond comes back, thank goodness, and Eric Gordon. Let's see how this works, and I still think they have a couple more moves up this week, whether it's Kyle Lowry, whether it's Marcus Morris or whoever. They're going to be formidable. It looks good on paper. Let's see how it translates on the court.
Fantastic, fantastic. Gil, we appreciate, as always, man.
I just sent him a picture.
Yes.
Always.
Sam,
yeah.
I need an update. I need an update on Jasmine Pelini and Maddie Keys. Where are we at right now?
Pelini's up 4-2 first set. I mean, it's
Ooh.
A big, yeah, yeah.
Y'all, what y'all doing? Man, we going to get called from the FCC.
No,
we
man.
We can't be giving live updates.
And the cool thing about
Greg,
tennis today.
We love you, man. But Sam got me hooked on tennis, man.
See, he's in a different city. He ain't going to get the call.
We got our home folks coming up today. We got Ben Shelton coming up today. We got Coco Absolutely. Gauff coming up today. Hey, you know, we want to watch these folks today, man. Always great catching up with
yes.
you, Gil.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate
okay,
you so
good
much.
Good talking to you guys. Always.
Hey, go
Hope
check.
I answered that WNBA question correctly.
hey, go check your phone. We just sent you a picture. We sent you a picture from the Peachtree Road Race.
I'm sure it was a thumbs up, Greg.
Yeah, it was a picture. No, me and Sam and somebody else from the Peachtree Road Race.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
all
we
right.
can't get away from you, Philly fans.
So let me ask you this one quick question: you won't run when they rerun it, right? When the heat settles down, right? When they do it, you guys gonna do it. Now, Sam has done it.
Yeah, right? We were walking.
And I got news for you. They booted off our boy Chesley too. So you know, ain't no telling.
You guys are great. I want to do it with you too when I get down there.
All right, we'll do it.
All right.
Okay. All right. Take care, my friend.
Go have a good day. Thank you, Gil Tyree, joining us here. Didn't he say he was going to talk less this time?
No, he was great. He was on it.
Made sure he got that Wimbledon thing in there.
Yeah, man.
When did you turn him on to Wimbledon? Or
just,
tennis?
Just watching tennis, man. He was keeping up, and now he's watching. It's a great tournament.
I had to send him this picture of us. With,
oh, yeah.
With Terrell. We got enough of these Philly fans hanging around with us. Terrell infiltrated the studio, didn't he?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.